Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
I'm Viata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viata.
And needs for drugs. Now, here's the part that people want to know about artificial intelligence.
You are now in the host queue.
It's based on Tachyon particle energy, plasmatic energy, and the soil, the atmosphere, the water, everything is plasma energy, in case you didn't know that. Everything in the universe is plasma energy. It's just a different form of vibrational frequency. The med beds have artificial intelligence, that's the AI that we're talking about tonight, that's controllable so it cannot get out of control and run wild. And that's what the movie, Will Smith made a movie about artificial intelligence, how the robots got out of control. And that's what people remember about artificial intelligence, is that it can get out of control. But this technology is said to be able to get out of control and run wild. The AI is the computer It operates kind of like an MRI, which you get at a hospital, where you sit in a tube and it rolls over your body and does a magnetic oscillation and resonance scan of your body to diagnose disease. The med bed scans your skin, your muscle tissue, all the organs, everything in your body. It shows everything, all the way down to the micron level of the blood. It actually identifies your DNA, and it does a complete internal analysis of the body. And when it does up that, it picks up any dis-ease that you might have. So you can imagine how the pharmaceutical industry and the whole medical industry does not want anyone to know about this. But through social media, I found out about it, and I think more and more people will be looking into med beds as a solution to what we see now as a insane fear-mongering about a tiny microparticle called a virus. When you have this type of technology available, you really don't have to worry about viruses and any type of disease, because it will correct it. It scans it. In a spiritual sense, we already have med beds, and I'll tell you why. Because when you meditate, instead of medicating, your body, your spirit, the spirit of the Most High, the collective energy, scans your body when you're meditating. And so we are going to talk about the implications of that as a meditative being, how your body can heal itself and have that scan creation, that scan energy working all the time when you are focused on your pineal gland, your pituitary gland, and the computer that's called the human vessel. So we're going to take a break. Executive producer of the Female Solution is in the studio, and she's going to give us a few commercials to listen to our sponsors on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio station. We'll be right back.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down to earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Oh. Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Let me give you one piece of advice. Be honest. He knows more than you can imagine.
At last. Welcome, Neo. As you no doubt have guessed, I am Morpheus.
It's an honor to meet you.
No. The honor is mine. Please, come. Sit. I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice. Tumbling down the rabbit hole?
You could say that.
I can see it in your eyes. You have the look of a man who accepts what he sees because he is expecting to wake up. Ironically, this is not far from the truth. Do you believe in fate, Neo?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't like the idea that I'm not in control of my life.
I know exactly what you mean. Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It is this feeling that has brought you to me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Matrix.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to be. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. We online.
Almost.
So, many
time is always against.
Many of you may remember hearing that in The Matrix, the scene about the blue pill and the red pill, and how taking one pill or the other will cause you to know truth or to stay in your comfort zone and to be continually deceived. And so we are truly in a matrix right now with health experts telling us what to believe, what not to believe. And then artificial intelligence shows up. This wonderful discovery of medbeds and how medbeds can be the technology that wipes out the need for pharmaceutical drugs and vaccines. So I want everyone to really please do your research on medbeds, because this is something that we can demand our government promote more than these pharmaceuticals. In fact, what we need right now is a lobbyist for medbeds. We have the pharmaceutical industry pays more money, lobbies with more money to our House of Representatives and our senators. That's why a lot of the laws that are passed now are benefit pharmaceutical and drug industries and the FDA and CDC. All these organizations are in bed with our government officials. This is a great opportunity to come out of the fear, the worry, the doubt that we're going to be all forced to take vaccines. And what we need to lobby for is medbeds, because they've been in use for some time now, for some years. But, of course, because of the money being pumped into our government officials, no one's talking about it. No one's promoting it. And I'm sure that Facebook is probably deciding to even not let that type of information get out on social media, because it appears social media is really censoring what we would say is truthful information about the what we need to know to overcome all the fear in this plandemic. So I have a caller who's pressing one. So let me go to the calls. Let's see, 336-350, your mic is open. Speak up.
Grand Rising, Dr. V. This is very, very interesting, to say the least. I've never heard of medbeds before. Thank you for taking my call, and greetings to your listening audience. Information you said came from the Palladians?
Yes.
Okay, I was introduced to the Palladians by Dr. Stanley in 09, maybe even before, but when it really sunk in was 09, and a lot of information has been filtering through. Please send me where you got that information from, and I will start to investigate it. But let me step out on a limb and come out of the closet with this one. I had the bounty of being in Miracle Valley for 13 days in a tent and 100-and-something degree heat out there. And the first night that I was there, it was to prepare for my great-grandsons coming to the planet and have ceremony for not only my great-grandson on June the 11th, but Reverend Allen, Asa Alonzo Allen, created a Bible college there or here in Miracle Valley. Well, he made his transition in, of all places, San Francisco on that date. I moved from St. Augustine, Florida, June the, I got to North Carolina, June the 11th, 1983. These are very powerful numbers. And that night on the 10th of this month, June, I was too tired to put up my tent. I couldn't physically do that. So I heard in my ear, just get up on the monument and throw your sleeping bag and your yoga mats and just go to sleep. On this monument, it's like a marble because he and his wife are there. And it's like a maybe a queen-size bed-type thing. That's the dimensions of it. So that's exactly what I did. And it's really interesting because that's what Reverend Allen from the other side, yes, you hear me saying this. This is Robert Lee Paris, Mama Bonfire AC. In a dream, Dr. V, I have it, I voiced it on my recorder. I don't know where it is. But anyway, he was telling me in his own way about, I guess, the med beds. Because it's marble, his monument is marble, and it was warm. It was though the heat was radiating up through my body when I first laid down on this monument, and I said all of that to say this: these dates are very, very important. That was the 10th. You add those dates up, you get 4, and you get 6, that's a 2, meaning an 11. And what is today's date that you're sharing this information? What does these numbers do, add up to that you're talking about, these med beds from the Palladians? And by the way, people, I did see a sighting, a ship. And it doesn't matter to me anymore what people think of me. I had 13 days in 100-and-something degree heat until the Border Patrol came to arrest me to get me out of this resting spot. This is a true story. Anyhow, what's today's date, Dr. V?
Today is an 11. If you count it all up, 6/28/2020 is an 11.
For today, correct?
Yes.
And then when Reverend Allen on his monument, when I was there resting, it added up to an 11. And on the 11th, Sister Nerudina at 5 o'clock, all of the prayer team with me on the 11th of June was on. She did an Agnahotra. And, oh, my God, Dr. V, I have been getting so many downloads from the tent at Miracle Valley up until now. Again, people, look it up on the contraption, meaning the computer. There is a such place as a Bible college that was created by Reverend Allen, Asa Allen, Alonzo, and it is there in Miracle Valley. It's 20 minutes from where I am right now in Sierra Vista. So these are very important. It's a vortex here, and I am so blessed, Dr. V, that you are talking about these med beds and today of all days, you give me courage to move forward with what information that I'm getting from the Palladians, from the other side, and to Phil Valentine. That video was so freaking off the chain in a good way. I posted it and reposted it on my Facebook page. You must, family, look at that video with Dr. Phil Valentine, because the brother is on point. And I'm just grateful that I was out there to be the recipient of that heat. And like the Border Patrol said, Navy SEALs couldn't stand this kind of heat, but see, they don't know how healing that is for me. But I won't take any more of your time. I just want to thank us, Dr. Z, for your invisible hatchet and for you sharing some of the things that you do. It has really made my life a lot easier. Wednesday, I will be 68, and I am so grateful that I had enough air in my balls to do what I did, and that was to be out there in Miracle Valley in a tent in the resting spot for 13 days. And it's all due to Reverend Allen, all of the angels, and the Most High giving me the information from the other side that I needed to withstand that. Because, people, I have some major challenges physically, but it's all good. And thank us, Dr. V.
Thank us indeed, because if you're not hearing from other than the health so-called health experts, government officials who are being paid, I don't know how many of you realize the influence of the dollar these days. First of all, the biggest lobbyist group in our government are pharmaceutical companies and pharmaceutical lobbyists. So if you're trusting Fauci and Gates and all these government officials who saying, we need to find a vaccine to cure all this. Let me just read you something that came out today from the so-called experts. Mr. Fauci, this man, I just want him to go away, but this is a lesson for us to be strong and keep our weapons close at hand. He says officials are considering pool testing as a measure to cover more ground, map out the spread of the virus more accurately. The officials are looking at pool testing to increase the number of tests without increasing the workload. This process is actually pretty simple. People are grouped into a single pool, and a single test is used on the entire group. If it comes back negative, the whole group is ruled out. If it comes back positive, then all the people in the group are tested individually. The Post relays the following example that explains how pool testing would work in groups of 20. As testing ramps up, Trump repeatedly said that's a problem. It will worsen Americans' numbers. Mr. Fauci doesn't agree with him. He says you would not be able to confirm how many people contracted it. Tens of thousands of people would still die after experiencing a severe form of COVID-19. That other countries have proven that increased testing combined with contact tracing and other measures can flatten the curve. Furthermore, it's easier to treat people. Think vaccines. When you see treat people, vaccines, early on if you know they're infected. Or you can at least stop the asymptomatic carriers. That's people like me. I'm not carrying any symptoms, not now at least, from getting out and spreading the illness to others. Tyranny, control, control, control. It gets better and better. So that's why this AI MedBed is like the best thing happening right now. We can get people on board to promote it. Here is what artificial intelligence is for those of you who might be a little confused about it.
These are exciting times for artificial intelligence, or AI. But what is AI? AI is the science of making machines smart, using algorithms to allow computers to solve problems which used to be solved only by humans. AI already powers search engines, online shopping recommendations, and digital assistants. Radiologists can use AI to calculate the exact shape and volume of tumors, revolutionizing treatment. Astronomers use AI to find and evaluate exoplanets in distant solar systems. And unhappy motorists are using it to discover if they can overturn parking fines. The possibilities of AI are endless, from fraud prevention to developing new strategies to address climate change. AI technologies today are brilliant at analyzing vast amounts of data to learn to complete a particular task, a technique called machine learning. But AI is not good at transferring what it's learned from one type of task to another, learning abstract concepts and one-shot learning, where a general rule is learned from a single experience, the sort of broad intelligence humans excel at. But even without achieving this broad intelligence, AI is raising questions. How might AI affect work? People will still be needed in the workplace, but jobs and roles are likely to change as some tasks become automated and new jobs are created. There is a risk that, at least in the short term, this could increase inequality if some people are disproportionately affected and benefits aren't widely shared across society. And what about social equality and fairness? Bias coming from AI systems, even if unintentional, could disproportionately affect some social groups, influencing anything from job prospects to treatment by the justice system. Technology can play a role in helping to manage bias, but people need to address big questions about how society wants to use AI. Technology with AI at its heart has the power to change the world. The more of us that engage with shaping its development, the more chance we have to ensure a better, fairer future with AI.
Now, that really sounds like a commercial for something we don't really want, artificial intelligence taking over the planet, taking over jobs and so forth. So it's something that's really a delicate situation of technology coming into play that can replace, on the one hand, pharmaceuticals and vaccines especially, that we no longer need to have poisons injected into our children or ourselves, and we no longer have to be taking man's drugs, that this MedBed has been tested, people have benefited greatly from it, had their health improved and all that, and as far as I know, no serious side effects. Again, the risk is the ego minds of man using AI in a way that could bring more control, which we just humans just love to do that. So let me open up the mic for Kwame Sunhorus, because I'm sure he has a little bit of information on this technology and where it's been, where it's taking us. But I see it as with the Palladians sending information to us about this technology, that there's some very positive aspects of it that could be lobbied to our sane government, if there is such a thing. Kwame Sunhorus, your mic is open.
Well, Grand Ron, how are you this evening?
Great, thank you. How are you?
Very grateful, and thanks for asking. You know, you were reading about them, and they've been, in the beginning, they're over 300 and something years old, this person that they're channeling. It's something like Ramatha. Ramatha was the same way. She channeled one of the ancient ones that was giving information and things that we needed to make it through in 2012.
You're talking about the Palladians, right?
Right. Well, Ramatha channeled, I forget who she was. I think he was a Palladian, but he lived back in the 12th century. And this one
right.
that you were speaking of was in the 16th century, been here on this continent long before the European, you know. And that was something that even when I did Sundance and the part in which Chief Golden Eagle was the intercessor and the chief that taught me the 52,000 years of star knowledge in the universal laws and the cosmic laws, and was given that these indigenous people knew all of these. And all of this technology has been here, and it's the part, this is why we've jumped so fast in our technology. But what they're doing with it is like I sent you the piece about China. And China is now cloning, and making, reproducing, you know, they're trying to make a pig the size of a rat. And they're doing all of this genetics. And so what we're seeing now is this whole thing about how we're going to, you know, give up our DNA so they can have your code and be able to put you in and see if you're going to be chipped or you're going to be expendable because
right.
of what your code will read. And what we're seeing is Nikola Tesla, and he
yes.
knew, you know, that this energy was there and you can use it. But him and Westinghouse had a thing to deal with. Edison had a thing to deal with. And this is part of what we're going through right now, is this technology is here, and our ancients knew it, and Kemet, and part of the people in the Mayans, the Olmec, and all that, because the Olmecs, and Grandma Margarita said, she said, you know, but they were from Sirius. So you have Pleiadians, then you have the people from Sirius, then you got Andromeda. They're different ones, and all of them are part of the Galactic Federation. And this planet in itself has been on a quarantine lockdown ever since we exploded that first atom bomb, because what we did was we overstepped using the energy of the planet, and it was too dangerous for us, so they shut down all the silos. But anyway, but going back to this bed, it's all that bed is, it's artificial intelligence, because
you are now off the host queue.
We talk about Earth.
You are now in the host queue.
They have a ceremony, an indigenous ceremony, that they take and they dig a hole and they lay your body in it, and they put, you know, just enough for you to lay down in, and they put the earth back over you and cover your face and let you stay there a few days. And what it does is it extracts, you know,
yeah.
all the toxins and things out of you, and doing that way. Same thing what you do with a Nipe ceremony. It's using those four elements to extract all of those impurities out of you, and then put in you the record of the DNA, those grandmothers and grandfathers that you breathe in, the grandfather's breath. So
yeah.
all of this is inner intelligence, and what they're doing now is utilizing it and attempting to say, okay, these ones have given us this, and we're now supposed to follow suit with them. But the Federation is watching, because the Greys and a few other ones that are the dangers to the planet, like Zachariah Sitchin talked about, and even Nomo, and even the Dogon, the different ancient ones have known about these alien technologies. So this is nothing really new. It's just that it's new to us.
Yes. Let me just put a pause on that. I've got to go to a break. So,
unmuted.
Naima Latif, if you will, please, we're ready for our next commercial break. So thank you all for sharing, and we'll be right back after these breaks.
I'm Viata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viata.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly culture, world peace, restoration of light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
And we are back. Thank you for joining me this evening. We're talking about MedBeds and artificial intelligence. Just the two terms together can stir up a little concern and questions and wondering and worry. Is this going to be saved? Is this going to be something we really need? But when you look at the efforts of the egomaniacs, I call them, with this coronavirus, this minute particle, that microscopic particle that can barely, you can't see unless you have a super microscopic machine. How this is being used to manipulate, control, and actually destroy our economy. This seems like a good option at this point. I want to play, I found the audio on how one of these systems works, called the Star Citizen 381 MedBed, just so you have an idea of whether this is something you want to promote to your local congressman or whatever. Just listen to how this system is described a little bit so we can have the knowledge. Yes.
Okay, I sent you the Orgone Chamber, and that was what you're talking about is the bed. This was a chair. This was made back, and Wilhelm Wright did this, and he created the thing that Tesla talked about, the Orgone energy, and how did they use this? This science has been here. I sent you some info on it.
Okay, great. Yeah, the Orgonite system has definitely been around, but now they have something called a Star Citizen, 3.8 it's called.
Okay. Hello and welcome to some more Star Citizen. Alpha 3.8.1b is now on the PTU, and they've revealed MedBed gameplay. So there's also a few more fixes to 3.8.1's build too. Let's take a look at the basic MedBed gameplay though. Medical beds can now be used for healing and to respawn you if you die. Your default spawn point will be the last major station or landing zone that you've been to. However, you can now set manually your respawn points to a medical bed by going up to that bed and then lying in it and then setting as preferred ICU as an interaction. So that's intensive care unit. Medical bed spawning can only be done in a medical bay and medical bed at the moment, and in this build for 3.8.1b, it's just for the 890 jump. You can also clear the preferred ICU by doing the same interaction and sort of set it clear, though, and you can tell if you set a bed to your preferred ICU because it will change from set to clear. Then, when you die, you will respawn in that bed. However, if the ship's not available because it's been destroyed or it's despawned or something, then you'll go back to your default location at your spawn point until you manually set another medical bed. Additionally, if the player is injured, they can go up to a medical bed and heal themselves by selecting treat injuries as an interaction, which is only visible when a player has wounds that can be treated. This is an amazing sort of like addition to the game for those that want to host some planned events or have org PvP battles or just test out doing silly things and then having a medical ship, having the a ship there so you can spawn people out for a lot of quick turnover if you want to do a race, if you want to do a sort of battle royale or whatever, and then also having an area to heal people as well. Expect the Cutlass Red and Carrack to both have this type of functionality. In the short term, I would genuinely expect it to be just immediately available upon those ships' release, in addition to that 8-man jump.
Now, that sounds like something from Star Trek to me. But this technology is real, and I'm sure it needs to be fine-tuned and perfected, but it's real. And yet, how did they come up with those types of scenes in Star Trek? As Kwame has said many times on the show, and we talk about, this technology has been around for a while, but it's been suppressed. And it is only coming to the surface now, I think, for divine reasons, for one. And it's just that we have people in our government who have been looking into these systems for a while, and they now feel it's necessary or it's important to bring out these systems. Mama AZ had a question, and I'm not sure if someone else had a question as well, but Mama AZ, you had a question?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Now, Brother Kwame, this med bed or even the organite thing, am I hearing you say, I've been doing this for 40 years, seriously, I'm not exaggerating, digging a pit and finding a way to get myself off down in there, you know, this is what I teach. Even if you're on a walker or a wheelchair, there's always a way. So are you saying, Brother Kwame, that the same thing, the benefits will take place with going yourself down into the pit and covering yourself or not, just being down in there? Because I like to dig them like your breath as wide as you can stretch your arms out and as deep as your breast, up to your breast. That's how I like to dig my pits. And so are you seeing the benefits of this med bed and the organite? You still get that benefit by being in the thing. You know what I'm saying, being in the pit from that med bed. I'm
earth.
Asking Brother.
You mean being in the earth?
Yes, ma'am.
Earthing, okay. Yeah, right. And there has been documentation, especially up around Alaska, because the earth there is not as polluted as the earth is here. And what they found out, there was a guy that was a paraplegic, and he couldn't walk. And they started earthing him, and he turned around there in less than a year. He was walking. And so these are proven methods in which they use this earthing is because of the frequency of the earth and the minerals that is in the earth and the body being made from earth. Give yourself the natural energies in order for your body to help do what it does. It's made to live and repair. And if the earth.
Yeah. So man is taking the wisdom and the technology from Mother Earth and from the star system and from our planet and producing from, in the creative, very creative sense, producing these med beds, like you say. We already have this system naturally in our earth with earthing and organites and all this, but now they've taken it, the Palladian energy messengers have given the information so that it can be built up in a different way to provide quick diagnosis. That's what the difference with the med beds is as far as earth, between earthing and organite and comparing it to natural forms of healing and diagnosis, is that they've been given information to create these med beds for quicker diagnosis as we move into this 22nd, 21st century of amazing technology. And I have another audio that will talk about how quick the diagnosis can be with this AI. But let me go to a caller here. 111111, your mic is open. Are you there? 111? 111, your mic is open. Going once? Going twice? Okay, we'll come back to you. And as I said, when you meditate, when you get into deep meditation, I look at Joe Dispenza's life. He is a physician who has been able to heal his back, broken back. He was able to heal his broken back by developing a very deep meditation program that involved, I think, maybe 3 months of just visualizing and really working with his pineal gland and his pituitary gland and working with all the forces inside his body and the knowledge he had as, I believe, a chiropractor and or acupuncture physician, and using all that energy and knowledge and wisdom to heal his own body. And what the med beds are doing is taking that natural gift that we have inside of us and bringing it to the next level with artificial intelligence. So we have natural intelligence like Dr. Joe Dispenza displays in his work and his testimony, and then we have artificial intelligence that is like assisting this quickening diagnostic process. So let me just play a little bit of how that works, how that is working with this med bed. It's amazing to me.
Hey, everyone. I'm Rebecca McLaughlin-Duane, and this week we're taking the temperature of the region's healthcare sector, looking at the newest technologies aimed at slashing doctors' appointment times and saving lives. Later in the show, we'll meet RoboDoc, the full-body medical scanner that's being rolled out in UAE this month. But first, Salim Essaid explores how 3D printed limbs, organs, and even teeth are changing the lives of people in the Emirates.
Cruising on a bike with no legs, where 25-year-old Emirati engineer Fahad Ali, who had his legs amputated as a child, a sophisticated 3D printer gave him the chance to walk and even ride more naturally than ever before by means of prosthetic legs with movable joints that cost around $30,000 and took around 3 weeks to make. Fahad's former and conventional prosthetic limbs took 3 months to make and were not custom-made to fit his body. Unlike these ones, which were created by first taking a 3D scan to make a digital model with the right fit, and then printed to Fahad's exact measurements. It's something fantastic. It's something perfect, even for walking. For stability, for everything. This is the prosthetic. I even started to feel like I'm walking on my own legs. I mean, there's such a big, big difference between this prosthetic and that prosthetic. After over 15 years of using conventional prosthetics, he's the first double amputee to receive limbs made with the most cutting-edge 3D printing technology available in the UAE. The country's laser-focused on its 2030 3D printing strategy, and Dubai has declared its ambition to be a global hub for the technology by then. The aim is for 3D printing to improve productivity and cut costs in many sectors in addition to medicine, like construction, with 25% of every new building in Dubai being 3D printed by 2025. A UAE-based company at the forefront of the region's 3D revolution is D2M Solutions, a firm
that has been designing and manufacturing 3D printed products in the region for about 20 years and providing services to medical communities across the Arab world, with the bulk of their customers based in Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and the UAE. They say that dental and orthodontic practitioners are currently leading demand for printed services.
Because it was a more mass market, because everyone needs work on their teeth. So they utilize 3D printing for the orthodontic side, where they can create the clear aligners.
The 3D printing industry in the region is still young, and after limbs and teeth, some medical professionals believe that organs will be the next big thing. Using enhanced scanning methods, more precisely measure the shape, size, and unique physical details of an individual, 3D technology is able to create exact replicas of external and internal prosthetics alike. And with medical professionals always looking for a cost and time-saving method, internal 3D replicas for surgeons to practice on before performing actual surgery on patients could make operations less invasive, saving hours and hundreds of thousands of dollars. 2 years ago, doctors at Dubai Hospital performed kidney surgery on a patient with a tumor using 3D technology. This made it the first hospital in the MENA region to use a model organ in this way. Dr. Mohammed Al-Ridha worked on planning this pioneering procedure in the UAE. He says that using highly accurate models of this kind has immediate practical benefits.
Having had that explanation, having had that journey mapped out of that surgery, it reduced the surgery from 5 hours to 3 hours.
While Fahad needed some convincing at first to consider the idea of using his modern prosthetic, Dr. Al-Ridha says that awareness of 3D tech is gradually growing due to a key advancement in the industry.
What happened recently, and why you suddenly see the world speaking about 3D printing, is the revolution in artificial intelligence. So suddenly we can imagine how the leg of a double amputee can look like. We can imagine how can a preoperative model of a deeply seated kidney tumor look like in virtual space and translate that into a language that the 3D printer can understand.
The 3D printing industry and its innovators in the medical field continue to make big forward steps. Perhaps one day soon, the experts, a wide consumer base, will even be able to buy over-the-counter 3D headache tablets. What will be interesting to see is whether companies in the Middle East region will be pioneers in the field and take advantage of an industry which is expected to be worth around $120 billion by 2020.
For residents in the region who don't have the time or even the money for regular doctor checkups, help may soon be at hand. Because in the coming weeks, some hospitals, supermarkets, and even gyms will contain AI body scanners with the potential to detect serious health conditions in under 10 minutes.
These sci-fi AI pods were born out of necessity in the UAE. They're a homegrown tech solution to a homegrown health problem. In a country where the prevalence of type 2 diabetes is amongst the highest in the world. By 2020, it's estimated that 32% of the adult population will have diabetes or pre-diabetes at a possible cost of $8.5 billion, according to Dalia. The World Health Organization also estimates that up to 73% of men and women in the UAE are overweight or obese, placing the country in the top 5 worldwide in the obesity stakes. And that's where the founders of Bodio say their artificial intelligence machines have the potential to help with early diagnosis. The pods were the brainchild of Patrice Coutard, who is head of the performance and fitness sector for the UAE national football team for more than a decade, was keen to monitor and improve the performance of his players. Over time, he refined the Bodio model, which monitors a long list of vitals, including blood sugar, height, weight, and body mass, allowing for personalized health, wellness, and nutritional programs to be created for its users. The empowerment of Emiratis and UAE expatriates is pivotal to Bodio's business plan, and it's something that saw them chosen by the Dubai Future Foundation for the Dubai Future Accelerators program. The entrepreneurs saw a stiff competition to be selected from hundreds of companies keen to take part in the initiative, in which startups in the fields of AI, robotics, and biotechnology, all with futuristic prototypes, work with local governments to create breakthrough solutions to pressing challenges in society.
The year ahead will be the litmus test for Bodio, which was set up with private money by Patrice and the CEO, Tariq Hussein. For if public take-up is good in the government hospitals, clinics and offices where the pods have been rolled out, then the project will expand to malls and even supermarkets across the country. All going well, the team has ambitious expansion plans for Europe, the US and Asia for 2023. Inspire caught up with Tariq as he checked his daily vitals at the company's headquarters inside a prototype AI pod. Tariq, thank you so much for talking to Euronews.
Thanks very much for having me.
The biomarker data that the pod collects will let people know if they have a susceptibility to certain conditions from obesity, diabetes, and also some heart conditions. These are problems that are at high level globally, but where do we stand in the region?
Yeah, so you're right. I mean, on a global scale, they've reached almost epidemic proportions. And locally, people overweight and being obese are at almost 60% and rising year on year. So there's not enough really being done on preventative care. So what our technology enables people to do is upload their data. That data then gets sent or can be sent with the consent of the user to a hospital or a clinic where they can monitor this and then bring them in serious condition.
Speaking of privacy, patient data will be collected and stored on a cloud, which is available to doctors. But what security is in place? Will it be shared with third parties?
Right, yeah, that's a great question. Basically, users have to consent to sharing their data. Unless they do consent, that data remains their own. Other than that, we also have some other privacy levels that we're looking at or exploring at putting in, such as blockchain, which will even even enhance the security levels of the individual.
Now, these pods will be free to the public to use, but what about the bottom line for you? How does it work?
Yeah, that's correct. For corporations that want to lease them out, and it is a lease that we're offering, it's between $1,000 and $1,450 a month, which includes the servicing, the maintenance, and upgrades. So the rates that we've come at in us are attractive to not just larger corporations, but enable smaller corporations like gyms to get involved as well.
How do you incentivize people to use these machines? Is there an economic model to this kind of health technology, especially where companies are involved?
We have our own engagement platform that we've built in, which is there to engage with users more, but not just engage, to incentivize, to motivate and reward. So as well as having our own engagement platform that does that, so we can link with companies that have wearables, gym memberships, discounts on things that they like. But then from the corporation's point of view, they might have their own rewards and incentives that they want to give as well, and those will be available to the people so that they're able to stick to their plans.
How often do you use the machine, and have you been surprised by any of the results?
I use it daily, of course. And yes, I've been using it for a month now, and I weighed about 84 kilos a month ago, and I've got down my weight for the first time in probably 20 years to 78 kilos. And based on that, I've created a diet for myself, which has vastly improved the weight from the midriff.
And so I think you get the idea. As we listen more and more to this information about this new technology, MedBeds and artificial intelligence, it really starts sounding like a real money-making venture. How many corporations can benefit from this? What kind of plan, what kind of marketing plan do you need? And it can get more and more complicated and difficult as more people get involved. So on the one hand, this sounds like MedBeds sound like a great idea to help to improve the health of human beings and quickly diagnose. But just as the same as we are in this plandemic reality show, drama show, I call it, man's ego can really get in the way. And that's why I consider this whole corona, COVID-19, a very atheistic and antichrist venture that we are seeing play out. Because the simple simple wisdom of our Creator, of this magnificent body, is to lose weight, get your body prepared for war, and to get fit mentally, physically, and spiritually. We have been more and more distracted from the simplicity of the scriptures that tell us to talk about wisdom and understanding and knowledge. How about some knowledge about the temple that we live in? Instead, more and more, especially with this pandemic, we are being told that the better way is either machines or drugs. And so I just want to introduce this to you as food for thought as we look more and more at the drama being played out. And they're already talking about in September and September, October, this whole pandemic's going to get worse. So unless we pay more attention to the simple plan of our Creator, lose weight, get your body fixed, prepared, and meditate instead of medicating, we're in for a rough ride of suffering, whether we have med beds show up or not, because the reality is man's ego gets in the way. Man's money-hungry greed gets in the way, and so many other things get in the way of our healing our bodies naturally because of the distractions that are there. Did Kwame, did you have another comment?
The comment was, okay, we got MedBed and we got all of this artificial tools that they're creating in medicine.
Right.
But we don't have health plan cares. I mean, you're looking at the price of some of this and what they're talking about in making this, especially with the 3D, when they were talking about the guy with the 3D printer. All of that is very expensive. Now, for the common man, wouldn't be able to afford it. So you're going to have to go back to your natural way of utilizing Mother Earth and her internet, as opposed to this artificial, which is created because it's got a dollar sign on it, and that's what they're looking at promoting with these smart cities and this technology is creating to where you're going to have a one world order. And that you're going to be a part of that order, and then you will get these benefits. But if you're not a part of that order, you don't get those social behavior credits.
Absolutely. So we're going to take our last break, and I want you to think about all these options that we have before us in the modern day society with all this high technology. And my intention tonight is to help us get back to simple wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Because the scriptures, as I started out saying, if you don't have the spiritual weapons of warfare before you each and every day, there are enough egomaniacs in this pandemic that'll keep you distracted from really knowing the truth about how to heal your own body, which is what the mind, the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, which is what this whole system, mind, body, spirit, is here to do, teach us how to balance this energetic, significant biological computer to get well, and not trusting in man's knowledge from scientists who think they know more than the Creator, who never mention the Creator in their conversations or their wisdom or their so-called knowledge. So let us think about the options they're putting before us in the way of AI, in the way of technology, computer, advanced technology, and then the simplicity of knowing who really heals the body, who really balances the body when your mind and your brain are functioning at its optimum. So Naima Latif, we have one more set of commercials, and we'll be right back.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Hallelujah, greetings. In the spirit of Way O and Yah Shalom. Way O means we are one. Yah is Hebrew sacred name for God, and Shalom means peace. I'm Evangel Mamadi Love Yah Nubian, and I'm inviting you to join me every fourth Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Wisdom with Mamadi. Call in number 515-605-9325. Wisdom. Women in support of daughters on motherhood preparation. And spiritually speaking, men who do the will of Yah are mothers too. As a Montessori educator, author, activist, international award-winning poet, and ordained minister, females, I want you to say farewell to all things, seen and unseen, that prevent your potential. You bring forth life and give birth to babies. A kid is an animal beast with four legs. A child is a human being person with two legs. Facts can change feelings, but feelings cannot change facts. A mother teaches love. Love is the arm that reaches out and holds people, places, and things together. That's what Wisdom with Mama D is about. Join me every fourth Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Call in 515-605-9325. To share your wisdom and love souls into shape. Remember, mother's farewell. If you don't, your child won't. And if he doesn't, society is abused. Females, you are global transformers with the power to change this world. Use it.
Okay, and we are back. We have a caller. We have a caller.
Is Monday
and,
morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry. You are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on higher learning with Zelda Speak for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of mindfulness on higher learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Mark the beast, RFID microchip in the card, not embedded as a tattoo underneath the skin of a person that they have to have when they go into a Walmart store. And I would just say that I didn't know about these med beds, but there is profound, profound implications to standardizing and normalizing that everybody, get med bedded and we get a which will enhance their health, and it will. That should be the criteria of healthcare information on the Real ID compliant national identification card, which would also be a COVID-19 digital security passport. And, you know, I would just say that PANDEMIC is not a pejorative. It's an acronym that represents something good. And the same is true about COVID-19 in the form of a digital security passport, not necessarily a digital immunity passport. That seems to imply something else. All of this is unprecedented and brand new, and so I'm not necessarily clear as to the best language or vocabulary or wording, but I know what the overall intention is and what my overall energy of intentionality is for this. And everyone should undergo very rigorous Dynamics auditing sessions, and all of these sessions should be recorded, and then we'll see who is who and what is what in terms of what is on the person's mind and on their heart.
Yes, thank you, Andrew Nelson. Very excellent points. And as we see easily, the challenge is money. Who can afford these med beds? Who can afford much of the technology that's coming up? Because in that last audio I played, it's like, how much is this going to cost again? And $1,000 here and $1,000 here. And you're right, our whole sick care system needs to be overhauled. That's why it's so important during this pandemic, I call it, that we all get into self-care, taking charge of our health. I don't know what people have been doing for the last 4 months other than taking care of their bodies and improving their health. That's the whole divine plan, I believe, for this corona challenge, is that we look into this system called the human biological computer and find out how it works. And if you've been doing your homework, you know that viruses are already inside this system. They're everywhere. They're so minute. The particles are so tiny, they can get through masks. They can get through just about anywhere. If you have an open cut in your body, it can get in your body through your skin. But it's still a matter of building a strong, strong, powerful immune system. And I'm wondering, what have people been doing for the last 3 or 4 months? Eating Doritos and watching Netflix is what the word is out there. But those are the people who are going to suffer as this thing revs up and gets worse during the year. And those who don't have the damaged tissue, this is the autopsy that were done in Italy, discovered that those people who were dying from the virus had diabetes, high blood pressure, chronic kidney disease, they had cardiovascular disease, prior stroke, dementia, and they found in their brains damaged tissue due to lack of oxygen in the brain and inflammation in the brain and blood clots in the lungs. So all of those things can be prevented if you are consciously looking at how to improve your health, how to improve the functioning of this body. Damaged tissue due to lack of oxygen. People are wearing masks too often, I think. I see people driving with their mask on. You are walking down the street all by themselves with their mask on. That has been proven to reduce the amount of oxygen a person is getting into their body. So all of the things that we're learning in these 4 months are divine revelations, I believe, to help us improve how we take care of the system. So let me go to another caller. 773-450, your mic is open.
Good evening, Dr. Z.
Good evening, Obadiah.
This is Obadiah. How are you today?
Good, thanks.
Tonight, I can see you emanating light all the way over there. You know, I was just thinking how prophetic you have to be, and because he was speaking of the simplicity of life. Well, I was thinking about programs that you might have done maybe 9 months ago with a breatharian retreat with the brother. And it was like a calling card to the value of breathing even before it became important. So in this new time that we're living in now, I suggest everybody just search within themselves. Because you have to, once you find your balance, then you know how simple life really is. You know, like tonight I heard a lot of callers talking about the cost of something and how that would be prohibitive. But when you live with the simplicity of first the breath of life, which is air or prana, that you have to breathe, because without air you don't have life at all, that's free. So you probably need to not cover up, especially in the summertime. You need to breathe as much fresh air as you can, because you don't want problems associated with lack of oxygen to the brain. Number two, 80% of our body's water. We need water. If you have to buy anything, sacrifice and buy some alkaline or spring water, that's good for you. And make sure you ingest a lot of that. And lastly, of course, with nature, you know, trees, the food off the ground and seeds and people, places, and things. Something was interesting I thought of and I hadn't thought about was the social distancing piece and how it interferes with the closeness of what we're supposed to have, because it's discombobulating people and causing confusion. It's natural for you to flow and receive somebody's light when you're feeling a little down, and somebody comes in with their light and they pick you up and then you feel a little better and you can go over there and your light's been energized and you got something to help somebody else. And so you get to that point in balance in life where you're just plain light. Your concerns, I would just suggest everybody stay where you are, because if you stay in the simplicity of life, you don't need to worry. You won't need to have strokes to stress out over what you don't have or the things supposed to have, all those wonderful things in life that people say that you need, with what we see in television. But the television is someone else's idea of what you should live. So one other thing you mentioned was how people don't get into, they don't get into the Most High. And if you need to get the breath of life and you need to know what your purpose is, you have to start there. I think if you spend so much time tuning in to television instead of tuning in onto each other, then we really lose a lot. But with programs like this, we can stay balanced and connected with each other, take this energy and this light and that we all have, and we share and spread back and forth, and move it around the earth like we're supposed to, so that our major objective for our day is to make sure we get our nourishment spiritually and our fed properly, so that we'll be prepared to do what we are supposed to do. Maybe less food physically and more spiritual food. How about that? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Great show. Yes. Keep on with the love, breath of love, life, liberation, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And it goes on and on and on. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's the basic formula for life, health, and prosperity, love, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. We forget we have been distracted from the basic plan of our Creator on how to get well, how to get rid of disease. I was watching the news at a friend's house, because I know I don't watch it in my house, and I noticed how there's no mention of the human body's ability to heal or take care of any viruses or disease because of our microbiome system that runs this whole human vessel, the microbiome. Look up microbiome. Please don't take my word for anything. Do some research on the microbiome system that's running your body. And what the health experts like Fauci and Gates want to do is destroy that microbiome system, because that's what vaccines and pharmaceutical drugs do. They destroy your microbiome system. Any drug you take interferes with the proper balance of your microbiome system, which is vibrating at a very high frequency when it's in balance. Once you start putting drugs and vaccines in there, interferes with the program. But your microbiome system, which is made up of trillions of cells, trillions of different species of fungus, viruses, and bacteria, and if you don't have that knowledge, you're falling for the BS that's being put before us with this new health expert advice about how to control a damn virus, which is everywhere. And that's just part of the deception that we're in right now, that if we don't arise above it and realize the truth about how this body heals, there's going to be more suffering. There's going to be more death, because all those people with diabetes, high blood pressure, prior strokes, all those people with damaged immune systems are going to be the first pawns in this game of chess to fall because they're falling for the BS. So this is a time for us to wake up and learn more about our human vessel. We have my sister, I believe Zelda, is on the phone. Zelda, I think your mic should be open.
Grand Rising Queen Teacher Viata, thank you so much. You are such a breath of fresh air. Thank you so very much. I am so thoroughly enjoying the show. Med beds. I'd never even heard of a med bed. I said, this sister does, she does her homework. So thank you for being the queen teacher that you are. And artificial intelligence, I think everybody's heard about that, but I'd never heard about med bed. And while you're talking about it, I'm Googling the information, and as you were reading it, I was seeing some of the things that you were talking about, and I was like, oh, my goodness. This is such an eye-awakening show. It is unbelievable, the things that we learn on this show. And how we can use it every single day in our daily lives. So I just want to let you know, first and foremost, I appreciate you and the work that you do.
Oh, I appreciate
and
you.
Thank you. As Brother Kwame Sunhorse would say, thank us. And he will be joining me tomorrow morning. On Monday morning mindfulness. You know, I think about what you said about how things are being, this is very important knowledge that we need in order to survive during this pandemic. And the knowledge that we really need is hidden and it's covered up and it's a distraction and so on and so forth. So that's one of the things that we're going to talk about tomorrow morning on Monday morning mindfulness, because it appears that corporate America think they have the answer to all of our ills, and they think that the answer is money, and it's not.
Yes.
So let's see what the audience has to say. So tune in tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. on Monday Morning Mindfulness, and my sister, keep on doing what you're doing, because you're awakening us, and we so appreciate you. Thank us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you, Zelda. And I don't know if you noticed that audio I played was from the United Arab Emirates, I think it's Arab EI. And it was interesting when I listened to it that they have the same diseases over in the Arab country, Middle East, that we have here in the United States, partly because of the wealth, I'd imagine, that is spent on poor nutrition or the stress around the lifestyles in the Arab region, the wealth that is there. People, for all kinds of reasons, I imagine stress plays a big part of it. Stress is the major number one factor in people who have chronic disease. And then chronic disease leads to cancer. And chronic stress and fear, as we have been experiencing all over this planet, is leading to death, early death, because of the media continually pumping in the numbers, advertising the numbers. It's a marketing scheme, a marketing plan of numbers. And this article that I read about the pool testing that Fauci and his minions want to do, it says it was a group testing is a numbers game. Listen to this. And tell me that we're not being programmed to be in fear about numbers. Group testing is a numbers game. Let's say you are examining 100 people. One of them is positive. Normally you would do 100 diagnostic tests, searching for genetic material from the virus in each individual. But with group testing, you can divide those 100 people into 5 groups of 20. That gives you 5 pools with 20 samples. You use one test per pool. If the first 4 samples test negative, you have eliminated 80 people with 4 tests. If the last pool tests positive, you retest each sample in that last pool individually to identify the one with the disease. In the end, you did 25 tests instead of 100. what you need to do is find the penetration of infected people in your society, Fauci says. And the only way you know that is by casting a broad net. When you read something like this, do you see a demon with little red horns on his head? Who thinks of this crap? Who actually, these egomaniacs are thinking of this type of thing. So I want to leave you with some sanity, because that's the insanity we're faced with every day. CNN, ABC, Yahoo News. Some people keep showing up with Yahoo News doing the same crazy mind control technique. But if you listen to somebody like Bob Proctor, Bob Proctor is bringing you the truth about the law of vibration, the law of energy. That's the truth that we're missing in our media, in our medical system, in our government, the law of vibration. Let's listen to a little bit of truth about who we really are. We are not a bunch of numbers to be manipulated and tested by man's crazy
insanity. In the movie The Secret, I quoted Dr. Wernher von Braun, who's considered by many as the father of the space program. He said, the natural laws of this universe are so precise that we don't have any difficulty building a spaceship, sending people to the moon, and we can time the landing with the precision of a fraction of a second. He also said these laws must have been set by someone. And you know, it's strange. It's not that long ago when science and religion were really considered antagonistic. That's not so today. It's looked at it now, one studying the cause and the other studying the effect. And von Braun said, after studying the spectacular mysteries of the cosmos for many years, he had arrived at the firm conviction that there is a God. I see the laws as God's modus operandi. It's how everything happens. The Secret was based on the concept of law of attraction. And because the movie went viral, it was all over the world, everyone everywhere was talking about the law of attraction. People writing books on it that don't really understand it, people speaking on it that many of them advertise their ignorance when they talk about it. I'm of the conclusion that attraction is not really understood in any depth by most people. Now, I've studied this every day for 50-some years. And I can assure you, attraction is a law, but it's a secondary law. The primary law is the law of vibration. The law of vibration is one of the basic laws of the universe. It decrees that everything moves, nothing rests. We literally live in an ocean of motion. Do you know that everything is an expression of the same thing? The leaves, the tree, the cement, the body, the clothes. All energy at a different rate of vibration. You see, your body is a molecular structure in a very high speed of vibration. Your brain is an electronic switching station. Your brain does not think, but you think with your brain. There's a difference. As you activate brain cells, you set up a vibration in your body. For me to just move my hand like that, I had to activate brain cells or my hand wouldn't have been. If a person's had a stroke, where the blood
so today, that's Bob here.
Those brain cells can come dead.
And I encourage you to listen to some of his YouTube videos. This one is a pretty long one, and we're at the end of the show. Thank you for hanging in here with me for 2 hours and for listening. I hope this has helped you to keep your warrior spirit going throughout this pandemic and this deception and distraction that's going on. And think more about the vibration of energy of love. I am pure love. I am eternal. I am joy. I am forgiveness. All of these vibrations will help you overcome any disease, any assault on your love energy. I am pure love. I am energy. I am eternal. I am joy. I am compassion. all of us are your defense. So thank you for joining us this evening. Have a beautiful week and think positive. Stay away from the television. Please turn off.
India. Zanyaba. Japan. Arigato.
Shalom.
Korea. Kamsahamnida. Russia. Spasiba. Germany. Danke. Poland. Jeong kujung. France. Merci. Spain. Gracias. Italy. Grazie. Egypt. Shukran. Ghana. Medasi. Nigeria. Eshe. South Africa. Ngiyabonga. Senegal. Geret. Kenya. Asante. Israel. Toda. Pakistan. Shukriya. Afghanistan. Tashakor. Saudi Arabia. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.